pale rooftop tukiwa kwenye dojo, mimi ni mgenge true, mstari zangu zijulikana, nikichoma mume wa mdedi, nikishika patni wasishindwi, nikishika keki ni pia ukata na madedi.
Miu hang na wasupu, miu hang pia na mapedi. Last night zilikuwa zimeshika jolly kwa ni dedi. Nilidishi edibles na nja joni limedi. Nilipata self esteem nikachipo hao makeki. Wakadai kumanga tenje kumbe mini mdeadly. Wakadai kumanga tenje juu mili kwa mlevi. Niliflip walai, nilitaka msupa petita na ass, mrefu kidogo na class, anaweza kusave that cash. Fika mechi ana gas, nikimpea teo ana pass. Kuvuruga nayo siyo was, kuvuruga nayo siyo was. I'm sorry baby, sina manzi nataka kupata tudo. Ati haunaga job, si ufike basi uniblow. Sus boys, sus boys, sus boys.
If men are trash, then I must be detritus. Wagwan beautiful people, welcome to another rendition of that podcast. Welcome to another rendition of the Genasi podcast. My name is Jacob, aka the Black Aristotle. If it's your first time listening to the podcast, dojo is a Japanese word for a place of high meditation and thinking. Gnosi is Greek for knowledge. I am neither Japanese nor Greek. I am but a Kenyan. With that being said, just to show you an example of how Kenyan I am, today at the day of recording is the 10th of October, which on many of our calendars is a national holiday. For many rich and jobless people, it is a day to relax, so thank you for listening to this episode. For those who understand the real value of money, salute to you for still chasing it, regardless. Because money has no holiday, money does not rest. Now today being a holiday, it already started with people not understanding which holiday it is. You know, as Kenyans, we don't care as long as it is a quote-unquote free day, a day you can relax without guilt, I guess. There's still some guilt because if you watch TV, that is somebody working. Everywhere you look, you'll always see somebody doing something. So is it that these people are better than you, or do you just have to find it in yourself to be content and confidence? Maisha is all about confidence. Well, not all about, you know, breathing is also important, but you know, you get what I mean. Now, so there had to be now a fact checker to be given out to people because the first lady alikuja akatuambia through her Twitter, which is something I have to talk about politicians or people in political office and social media. I mean, it's good for, you know, they feel accessible and, you know, maybe it's a quicker line of communication to a regular mananchi. But also on the other side, you can, you know, you can't fault me on looking at it like, wow. Why do we have to go and see your Twitter likes and see you liking people nyamming each other? Now, it is your right to consume as much nyamming or content that, you know, is of that nature. It is up to your own discretion. No one can decide for you, but you can't be allowed, you know, with power and responsibility. There has to be sacrifice, so you can't be as free as you are or as free as you'd like to be. This is part of living. You have to sacrifice for your chance to loot and steal. So pussyfooting around, I'm just pussyfooting because I exist in Kenya and I have terrible internet. Yeah, so the first lady came out and wished us a happy Huduma Day, which is Huduma means service in Swahili, for those of you who don't know. I am assuming all of you know. Because kama hata wa Kenya ndio wasikii podcast yangu, na itarajia mtu Iceland, which I always see on the matrix, always like somebody in a random place. So I'm like, wow, Kenyans, we move around. We move around a lot. Anyway, so the first lady in question said things to the tune of Happy Huduma Day. Now, when I think of Huduma Day, I remember that service week ended last week. There was like a whole corporate thing. If you did not get messages from airlines and eateries, at least Nikosho Lipata from Safaricom, or one from the government. But of course, the government in Abuja the next week, so this is already, you know, a show of what the government will be like when it comes to service delivery. Now see, the was it permanent secretary for the Ministry of Interior came up and said, you know, it was a Tamaduni Day to celebrate our traditions and culture. Now, obviously, when it comes to tradition and culture, we look at it differently, very many. Because Kenya, we are also like an amalgam of around 42 to 47 tribes. And within that, the you know, the oldest thing that people say, you know, these borders were drawn by Mzungus, so, you know, to find real harmony, there has to be a little bit of strife among each other. And now, since it's Utamaduni Day, and I want to be proud of my culture, and, you know, beliefs and whatnot, I already told you Londa Magere should be Jesus on a previous episode. So this episode, I am here to state the plight of the young Luo man, who is obviously always misinterpreted. Obviously, Luo leads to a role that may be seen as arrogant. I don't know, that's the perception, maybe my own perception, my own experience, so I don't know. But again, as Luo men, we also seen as prideful, you know, boisterous. And there's an expectation of us to be uber successful or, you know, do the best at, you know, whatever we are trying to do. Which, again, these are my own projected, you know, ideologies of what it should be. But again, it is what it is. We will work on it. Now, as Kenyans, and because it is a holiday, celebration is part of our tradition and culture. You know, with everything celebratory, there's always something to mourn about. And I saw that there was an accident involving a party bus where 12 people were killed and, you know, people to the tune of 50 to 60 were injured. Now, to many Kenyans listening to this podcast, this is not news. This is nothing new. One, it's not news because, you know, the news cycle dictates that stories that, you know, have crime and accidents have to be, you know, those are people like to see. Like, crime is the most reported content on mainstream television. People love stories about crime, especially murder. Murder is the homicide, this it's called homicide, or what, like murder that includes within a family or, you know, lovers or things of that nature. Those are the most reported crimes in the country. So there's a lot of fighting that always happens when two people come together. We have not figured that out for ourselves. You know, the Scandinavians, these Vikings, they are too, we see them as, you know, very left-wing and very peaceful and accommodative people. But this is because they fought. They had to kill people, kill each other. This would fight. Like, Viking rules was like, you disagree with somebody, you just stab them. And that was that. Then, you know, the value of our life was measured and all that shit there. Now people's liberties were accepted, or at least had more. So in Kenya, partying has always been part of how we live after Party Thomas Party. And yeah, I never understand people who party. Now, I'm not going to talk ill of the dead or injured, but I'm just going to talk about that activity in general, which is always going out on party buses and stuff. I've seen it happen. I've been invited to some, and you know, the beauty of having a character like mine is you're always ready to decline. So that is why I'm very appreciative of the friends I have. They still manage to find out ways to invite me out to places and allow me the opportunity to decline. They know very well I will not come, but they still invite me. And you know, we took October, and then November, December, you need party season here in Nairobi, so keep inviting me out. I will keep saying no. thank you for involving me and including me in your daily life activity. I appreciate that, my dear friends. Now, I remember the same attitude I had when I was in high school, when people would plan party buses from, you know, on closing days from schools. And I'm sure most of you have stories where somebody, after corresponding through mail, had the idea to invite a group of girls to meet on a stage. You don't know each other. No one knows how each other looks like. You just said, we'll be here at this place. And you'll get there, a group of boys. You'll always say we'll be like four boys. We expect to see two to three girls, you know, things of that nature. These are just stories I've heard. People say I've never been involved in such things. See, you know me, plausible deniability is something I really emphasize. Then you find out ways to, you know, buy alcohol. Mostly it would be because you know, as you will have changed, yeah, you will have your clothes stashed somewhere near to the school. You know, you had planned this before, and like Kishikwa, if something goes wrong, there was a lot of premeditation that had been done from the beginning on even how to get, you know, alcohol and stuff. People do this drink. And then, you know, a lot of accidents started happening, schools started being more vigilant, mostly because of social media. People, Facebook became more popular and its usage was rampant, so people take pictures and post and tag schools because, you know, people, as much as you've changed, all you've changed is basically the shirt, so maybe you still have a sweater or whatever. Or, you know, you're in a group, so obviously there will always be one person in the uniform or some shit like that. Or maybe somebody will see in a stage or somewhere. So anyway, these stories became more rampant, schools became more vigilant, circles became more strict. And when it gets like out of hand, and you know, we saw, you remember a story a year ago, 2 years ago, I'll find it, I'm sure, where a driver reported kids drinking in the car, drove to a police station. Some of the kids ran away, some if not all. But the driver was sacked, so you know. The sack was like, bruh, like, be a good person at your own time, but on your own money, not on my time. So that was a harsh lesson, man. Money has no morals, I guess. The morality of money is still up in the air, but it, necessity is never questioned. Yeah, so I guess I missed my high school party bus experience. And these people that are passed away, again, not talking, you know, they were going camping. Now, you'd catch me dead camping, obviously, it happened to these people, unfortunately, may God rest their soul. But camping is not for me. Like, you don't go to sleep outside, go and seek a scout. If you're not a scout when you're a child and you missed out, and you're overcompensating with going to sleep on a piece of what? Polythene. What the hell is even a tent made of? Like, what can a tent protect you from? Light rain, drizzles. That is the most, because when it gets too hot, you'll have to get out of there. You either go humid and shit, or sweaty, whatever. If it gets too cold, you're fucked. If it like rains heavily, you're fucked. What are you saying? Animals now, hail, like, when you're trying to figure out what the hell is camping? Camping is some fucked up animal instinct shit. Like, camping and hiking, okay, hiking I understand, because, you know, I have maybe other activities that I might find myself doing within the environs of a, you know, very shaded foresty place. I might go and set a fire in the forest or something attuned to that. Yeah, man, so anyway, and maybe that's why I don't really like going to concerts, but, you know, again, not being able to afford to go is also a big factor that I might overlook. Yeah, but I never understand why people just go outside. Apparently, I was told that is how you show girls your fitness when you want them. We're going for activities. Maybe go for activities that include sitting down and eating. Now, maybe at least you need to show fitness somewhere along the lines of eating to increase your prospects of, you know, whatever it is. Anyway, y'all are used to my rambling by now. You are used to my mind wandering. Another story that I just saw was Brighton midfielder Ethan Mwepu has retired. Now, I know the moment I said those words, you all logged out. No, to at least make it more African, Zambian Brighton midfielder. I think that is at least better. At least now I'm quite interested. Has been diagnosed with some form of diagnosis in the endogenosis, but yet to retire because of a hereditary heart disease that was detected. Now, when it comes to hereditary things, most of us do not really care about our lineage, our heritage. And yes, I just choose somebody suffering to have a random nonsensical conversation. Bite me. So, most of us are not, like, we try to at least have some pride of, you know, where we are, but this is based on what we'd like to be, you know, like, we look at that as the measure of some form of success or, you know, or just the metric of what we aspire to be. So we, because I've seen things and I've had lines of thought that, you know, I might be, if not agreeable towards, but inclined to accept, I guess, is that living right now is in expression of what you'd like to be in the future. So the now is always, you hold yourself to the same standard of that, you know, you envision your best to be, which is a very difficult thing to do because our best changes from day to day. Not every day you give the same level of output, for lack of a better word. But at least he knew he had a clock, and by 24 he had achieved his dream, which is from coming from Zambia to playing in England. So, you know, applause to that man over there, Manze. That is achieving a lot, as his age mate was achieving nothing. And maybe he's saying that is, you know, self-deprecating to self it. I'm somewhere along the border. Come to Konamanga or whatever. Whatever the line is that people cross. And maybe I need to travel more. You know, traveling opens your mind, seeing a different part of the country, of the world. You know, or exposes you to a different way of living, a different way of thinking, a different, you know, rationale. And hopefully you formulate and adopt a principle or two that you live by.
Have a nice. You're 14, you got another one.
Tupande jet. Pop huna motion sickness, mina die uwe wet. Let's take a peek, pale kwa beach, sunny kiss set. Mindi your trend setter. Nataka kuget pesa, applying to more pressure.